Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi everyone, it's Wendy here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and today I'm going to talk about sending out snail mail campaigns. My thought is, if you are going to do any type of direct mail campaigns, my suggestion would be a postcard for several reasons. One, it's less expensive, and if you're on a shoestring budget, this is really the way to go. Two, it's colorful and fun, and the chances of it getting read are much higher than something you might send in an envelope. And with the postcard campaign or any direct mail campaign, I highly suggest you do your research first to save yourself some time and money. As I talked a little earlier about niching yourself, this is really important because you don't want to just blast out postcards to people that are not a fit for you. You only want to attract your target audience, your target clients. So if you do your research and you find, say, maybe 20 associations or organizations or companies that are a perfect fit for you, then send out 20 postcards. After that, wait maybe about a week, do your follow-up. This is crucial in opening the doors of communication and building relationships. Don't just send off 20 postcards, cross your fingers and wait for the phone to ring. You need to be proactive and go after what you want. Most times it won't drop in your lap, so follow-up is very important. Once you've done those 20 and you've followed up, whether that was with a follow-up postcard, email, phone call, then go ahead and send out another 20 to more organizations and associations that you have researched. Keep good record of where you sent them and of your follow-up, the responses, the names, the email addresses, the mailing addresses, phone, etc. This is important because although you may not have gotten the fish to bite the first time, doesn't mean that he won't come back out the next day or in a couple months. Another idea, and one that I love, is what I like to call lumpy mail. I know it kind of sounds funny, but it attracts people's attention. It can be a bit more expensive than just sending out a postcard, but if you do maybe 10 at a time and keep it under a couple dollars per envelope, you're still doing great. Research again before sending out. When I say lumpy mail, I mean to be creative here, okay? So first put your flyer in, or your one sheet, in the envelope. Don't send brochures, they're too cluttered and they're not gonna get read most of the time. So just a simple, well put together flyer or one sheet is gonna work great. Put it in a colored envelope and always, always handwrite your envelopes. This shows that you care and you actually took the time to write the address instead of using printed labels. Now here comes the fun part. Inside the envelope, you will send something fun, something the recipient can use all the time, and if possible, should have your name or your company name on it. So for example, you chose a pen, which is common. It's something that may be used quite often and something that's going to sit on their desk with your name on it, being a constant reminder that you are available when they need a speaker. Maybe put a good quote on it or something that fits your brand, your tagline or something. You can also send magnets, computer mouse pads, or sticky note pads that have been customized. You can really get creative here and stay relevant to your message. I heard one time about a speaker actually sending a diaper through the mail. I don't recall his message off the top of my head because it's been a few years, but I really thought that was brilliant, and I'm pretty sure it probably stuck, and it was probably relevant to his message and his brand. Because, you know, really many people, how many people get a diaper in the mail, right? That's odd, but they're gonna remember. Think outside of the box. Think uncommon. Maybe be sweet. Try some candy. But be aware of sending chocolate in the time of the year, though. And I do think if you go to, I think it's the M&M website, they actually have customized small little bags of M&Ms, but I thought they were kind of cute and unique. Direct mail campaigns are going to work best only if they are targeted and done properly. Don't blast it, will be a waste of time, waste of your money, and it's only gonna create frustration for you, and then you're gonna be back to square one on the drawing board again. So this subject really is another one I can go into length on, but hopefully you got a few bits of helpful nuggets from it.